Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Amy here. I cannot wait to talk to you today about this. And I'm going to tell you, the sound quality is not going to be great. The yard guy, you could probably hear him. My dogs may bark. Lots of things can happen in this podcast today. Right now, so many things in my life are chaos. It's chaos all around me. And I am really having to take and dig back from my planner type A personality and realize that I don't have to have all the answers and the timeline doesn't have to match mine. So let me give you a little story and let's go backwards a little bit because I'm wondering how many of you guys hit this little snag like I have and it just drags you down and it takes you a long time to come back up from it. So little backstory about 2 weeks ago today, actually, an opportunity happened at the counseling center for us to take a space across the parking lot and build out what we have now into 5 new offices. So I looked at this last year pretty hard at this space that's been sitting over there empty this whole time. And I felt God just say, no, 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 no. Well, then something happened that's irrelevant, but it wasn't real good, out of my control with someone else. And I needed to make a change for many reasons. So I have a new landlord and we got to talking and he's like, well, what about this space across the way? Like, could we move the conference center over, move you over, get you more office space over here? And then I thought, oh my gosh, the one thing I've been praying for is a space of my own, a space to go write a book, a space to be quiet, a space to do podcasts, a space to have a recording studio, like a space out of the day-to-day chaos that's either at the counseling center or my house, because I am the type of person that has to have complete focus. So I looked at that last year and I just felt like God's like, no, it's too big of an expense. So all of this happened like within a couple of days and the landlord offered to do all the build out, which is roughly about $35,000 to $40,000, which is huge, without charging me much more than extending my lease a couple years. So we put everything in construction. God landed the construction crew in my lap. They said they could finish it in 2 weeks. My thought in my brain was the new space would be done within 1 week and the counseling center done the second week. So we could still work out of each. That's not happening. Like, moving day was last Sunday at 2. Everything got moved, but it's like under piles of stuff. Like it's hot mess express. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen some of this process. However, I really wanted to get angry yesterday and I got frustrated and I did get angry. I didn't show it to the people outwardly. I vented to my husband, who said I really ramped up his anxiety. So really what you're doing is when you get that ramped up, it affects everybody around you, right? But I did get frustrated and the contractor knew that I was frustrated. What I didn't know is until today, I kind of broke his heart because he didn't understand. He's been working so hard to get this done in 2 weeks. And I do know that. But my stress of everything on the backside of what has to happen, from where meetings are, where the counselors are going to be, getting that done, furniture, build out, like studio set up, like it's so much. Like it's just so much. So I really try to live in a pretty scheduled week. Like I know what my commitments are and I try not to overwhelm myself. This was not planned. Therefore, I feel buried, right? And it makes me want to just kind of go hide in a hole. Do you ever feel like that? Like, I just want to go hide in a hole and say, okay, just wake me up when it's done. But that's not what you do to lead. So that got me to thinking about something. And I talk a lot about living in a purposeful week and building a purposeful week in my courses. It's like that you really know where you're spending your time. Are you spending it in places that you value, spending it with people that you value, that you want to build a relationship with? Are you balancing the work versus the parenting versus the marriage versus yourself? And those go through seasons of where there's no perfect balance. Everybody's just different, but those go in seasons, right? And all I keep hearing this week is just stop all the planning. I've got this. Stand back and see what I will do. I hear God clearly saying this. Stand back and see what I will do. Because you all, I got a definite yes when I prayed about this space. The things that can come out of it are definitely God-led. Like I am not doing this on my own. There is nothing I've done that is of me at all. And I'm in the middle of the Awaken Me course right now when I'm recording this. And this week was on the purposeful week. So Tuesday, I'm having to teach people, all of these women who have made a change, found their values, wrote a new definition of them and want to align with it into their life. I've taught them how to live and build a purposeful week this week while mine is in the middle of chaos. Are you ready to ditch the stress and overwhelm of life and finally find true rest? God designed us for work and for rest, but it's so much easier to be killing it at the work thing, right? Even if you wear all the hats, do all the things and think it's impossible to get to a place of rest, your body needs it and your spirit craves it. So how do we implement rest in this crazy modern world? Well, there are 7 types of rest in your busy life that you need to know. God has asked you to rest. He rested on the 7th day as well. So go to godcreatedrest.com/plan. It's free, and find out the 7 types of God-given rest. And ladies, vacation and sleep are not one. The feedback from this 7 type of rest information has been phenomenal. It has been transformative and life-changing. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. godcreatedrest.com/plan. So guess what happens? I felt less than. I felt like an imposter. I felt like, who am I to be teaching this? But honestly, stand back and watch what I can do is what God said to Moses when he faced the Israelites. He said it again to Jehoshaphat when he faced the Moabites. In fact, in that battle, all the people of Israel had to do was praise the Lord. He did the fighting for them. So sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we think we need to do to make something happen that we forget God is actually the one orchestrating it all. God is fighting our battles. He will show up even when we made a mess of things, even when it's our fault. He's going to show up because that's who he is. He loves us by choice, not because we deserve his help. There's no if, just a when. and in his perfect timing. So I just have to really grasp onto that. And I want you to grasp onto that as well. If you're getting into the chaos and you're not living a life in alignment, or you feel like things need to be perfect to move or perfectly planned, and when that plan blows up in your face, stand back and watch what I will do. So problem is, we can start self-sabotaging ourselves and letting the enemy in, which is what I did Tuesday. Because I was in chaos, it was tempting to bring that chaos straight to my group. That would have not been serving God in the way that he set this course up for me to help these women awaken who they are, right? I could have self-sabotaged that and been miserable simply because I was kind of afraid. I was nervous. My anxiety was up. And I need structure and calm and quiet to deliver the things that I need to deliver in my mind. But really what God has shown me is, no, you just need to step back and let me watch what I will do. He's going to give it to me no matter if I'm sitting at a desk with chaos and paint and not quiet all around, like right now with the yard guys, with my dogs who are luckily sleeping at the moment, with the chaos of construction at the office. He's saying, I don't have to have that. So where in your life are you not living it or stepping fully into it or self-sabotaging yourself because you're afraid of something? Where? And what can you do to pull yourself back out of it and let go and let him show up as he said he was? And all we got to do is praise. All right. This is a short podcast today, but I hope you found it powerful. If you want more information on the Awaken Me course, oh my gosh, ladies, you have no idea with the transformation that these women are seeing right now. Hit in the show notes to get on the wait list for the next one. Or just message me and say, hey, Amy, great to hear you today. This impacted me. And I'd love to hear more about this, whatever the subject may be. I cannot wait to hear from you. So talk soon. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.